Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go into the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, the first one for the new year. 2021 is upon us, and these are the charts that we're discussing with Michael Harrison for the week of January the 4th to the 8th. This is a tradition that continues and will continue here. I'm Doug Steffen. The idea of really looking at the hits. We're playing the hits. We're talking about the things that have been mostly the focus. Michael does research with his staff at Talkers Magazine, and so he's come up with this list this week, as usual, number 10 through number 1 on the story side and the people side. So, Michael, I think we got lots to talk about, as usual. So why don't you go through the list first, and then let's see where that takes us, shall we?
Well, first of all, Happy New Year to you and all the listeners.
Happy New Year.
I'm very disappointed. I was told, Doug, that 2021 was going to be a great year. We still have the coronavirus. We still have the economic problems, and the left and the right still are not getting along.
Well, it's early.
I'm ready for 2022. Let's just move beyond this year and see what we can come up with. In the meantime, here are the 10 stories. At number 10, we have race relations. And two highlights of that discussion, the Breonna Taylor police firing, which happened earlier in the week. And then, of course, the disparity between the scenes of what happened at the Capitol this week and what happened in the park by the White House with Black Lives Matter earlier during the summer. So race relations is big this week. At number 9, social media and the First Amendment. That's an ongoing chestnut. Facebook and Twitter canceled or postponed or disconnected President Trump's accounts. That has added fuel to the fire of that discussion. At number 8, U.S. relations with Russia and Iran. Number 7, U.S.-China relations. At number 6, Biden assembles his administration and nomination of Merrick Garland, First District Court judge, who was the one that they had brought up, Barack Obama had recommended as Supreme Court, but that, you know, back that didn't work out before the election, blah, blah, blah. That's number 6, the transition and the formation of the new government. At number 5, the economy. At number 4, COVID-19. Number 3, the Georgia runoff election. Number 2, the Trump election denial syndrome and his Georgia phone call. And number 1, clearly, the attack on the Capitol. The People Survey is very, very complicated, and this is the best we can come up with, but it's just a snapshot, and it's blurry, and there are a lot of people being talked about. At number 10, we have a tie between Elaine Chao, Mike Mulvaney, Stephanie Grisham. The aforementioned Merrick Garland at 9, Tony Fauci at 8. At number 7, the participants in Georgia, Perdue, Ossoff, Loeffler, and Warnock. Brad Raffensperger at 6, Mike Pence at 5, Josh Hawley at 4. Number 3, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. Number 2, Joe Biden. Number 1, Donald Trump. And welcome to 2021 and our front row seats to history.
All right, so you're the spokesperson because of your position as the fellow who runs Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the industry. So you're called upon by radio stations, television stations, newspapers to comment on things that are coming from the world of talk radio. The New York Times, for example, this week blamed talk radio for the problems in Washington. But I think an overview from you, if you wouldn't mind, spend a few minutes as you feel comfortable talking about what you've been asked and how you've responded to issues like this that seem to be a focal point on our medium.
You know very well, as a participant in the talk radio wars since the beginning of the modern era of talk radio, which goes back to the late 80s, that talk radio has been blamed, you know, en masse for many of the problems in the world. And I love the way people say talk radio is to blame, like talk radio is in monolith.
I guess I want to know who's saying it, because that's where I don't pay much attention. There's just somebody saying, oh, those damn guys on talk radio.
Well, because
it makes a difference
radio,
who says it.
Because talk radio has some very, very high-profile conservative commentators, and that because conservative commentators are in the midst of the crossfire of controversy, of course they're going to be blamed for a lot of the problems in the country. Conversely, the New York Times is blamed by people on the right for being part of that problem. It's not like it's a one-way shooting match. So the fact of the matter is, freedom of speech is messy, and with freedom of speech, which is messy but necessary, comes responsibility and the willingness to face critics. Freedom of speech, the First Amendment doesn't promise you that people are not going to, you know, boycott your products or scream insults at you for what you say. It's a very, very harsh process, and the action is on talk radio. So, yes, when people blame talk radio, then I say, hey, all talk radio is not one political persuasion, and all talk radio is not even politics. So please, don't tarnish an entire spectrum of a major medium in America, especially one as vital as talk radio, where the First Amendment plays out in every community in America day after day, year after year, decade after decade, and now century after century. So the fact of the matter is, that's ridiculous. That's like saying, the Internet has spoken, you know, like the Internet, you know, because some people are twittering or say, you know, the Internet has spoken. These are terms that don't match reality. So the fact is, it's a tribute to the talk show hosts who have been involved in this controversy as to their influence that newspapers such as the New York Times, which leans left, talk radio does lean right, that they will criticize them. It's part of the game. And that's the way I view it. I'm more interested in the First Amendment. Now, let's take it one step deeper, because you invited me to comment on this.
I did.
I believe that everybody has responsibility toward trying to serve the public interest. And part of that is to say the truth. So I am very harsh, even though I'm a booster of the talk radio medium, I'm harsh on the people on talk radio for acting responsibly. Because they do have influence. And if you knowingly deceive people, either because you want to appeal to them and have them like you and get ratings, and you tell them stuff that's not true, or you incite them to negative actions, well, then shame on you. That's disingenuous. That's dishonest. That's lying. And I do not condone lying in the name of entertainment. I don't condone lying in the name of public policy. And I don't condone lying in the name of trying to be successful. So, yeah, in some cases, people on talk radio are responsible for the problems in this country. But they're not the only ones, and it's not the business of talk radio, and it's not a across-the-board, broad-brush condemnation of the medium.
Well, I'm going to throw two names out, and then we can talk about them after we, talking about the facts and or the truth. Truth is one thing, facts are another thing. I would wonder how Mark Levin on one side stacks up against Tom Hartman on another side. Do they exaggerate? Do they say things that aren't true? I don't listen to either of their programs, frankly, so I know who they are, I know what they stand for, and I know that they've been a focal point. I've heard a lot of things about Levin and what he says and doesn't say, or whether it's, you know, he's saying what the audience that he has wants to hear. It isn't about fact or it isn't about truth. It's about what the audience wants to hear. Same with Hartman. They both are going to say what their audience wants to hear because they're there to get ratings, and the ratings pay their salary. How would you react to that statement, Michael?
I'd react to that like anything else. What you do to make a living is a reflection of your character. I mean, you can make a lot of money being a prostitute. You can make a lot of money being a dope dealer. You can go rob a bank. Does that justify it?
No.
So doing something just to make a living doesn't cut it in my book. However, I am a proponent of the First Amendment wars. I believe that this is hardball. I believe that people are going to overreact on all sides. I believe Hartman oversells it. I believe Levin oversells it. I believe I'm overselling it right now to you. I believe that's part of the game.
I don't think you are at all. I don't agree.
Well, the point is, I'm very aware of self-restraint because I have a great respect for the power of words. I don't believe in sticks and stones will break my bones.
Let me take it one step further. Social media this week especially has been extraordinarily criticized, whether it's rightfully so or not, From your perspective, you're talking about the First Amendment, number 9 on the countdown list this week, is this story focusing on social media, what it's been, what it's allowed people to say, what it hasn't allowed people to say. Best example is Trump being shut down on Instagram. So where do we go with that?
Well, Instagram, I don't know about Instagram. At this point, I know about Twitter and Facebook. Twitter and Facebook have the right to shut down President Trump because they are not the government. The First Amendment protects their right to shut him down more than it protects his right not to be shut down. So let's get that clear. They have the right to do it. Now, as far as social media, it's the same thing. You're going to blame all of social media for how people use social media? You know, that's like blaming cars for running over people, or the argument, guns don't kill people, people kill people. Social media doesn't kill people, words kill people. Words have consequences. New technology, Doug, comes as a double-edged sword, whether it's understanding how to split the atom, which holds the potential for unlimited energy or unlimited destruction, new weapons that do the same thing, or the psychological, sociological implications of new technology and communications. We're going through a rewiring of the human nervous system with social media in the digital age, and it has the potential for good and bad. It's how people use it. You can't put the genie back in the bottle. Social media is here to stay. As a matter of fact, it's going to become even more invasive in terms of our private mind space, if you will. We have to learn to analyze it, comment on it, criticize it, restrain it in a way that doesn't destroy us, but doesn't destroy freedom. We got to walk that line, and we have to become educated as to how to negotiate this brave new world into which we are rapidly hurtling. And that's my answer.
Very good answer. Very provocative as we get started here. Lots more to come on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how important your nose is as your body's air filter. And now, the fact that you can clean it every day with a product called Navage. So easy to get, so easy to use. It's powered by a device that basically sucks the dangerous germs and allergens and mucus and viruses out of your nose and leaves your nose with that wonderful clean feeling. It's an all-natural effort. The relief comes from people who are allergic. I am allergic to lots of different things in the air, and this thing has helped me like you wouldn't believe. It'll help you, too. Navage.com. That's easiest for most everybody. Check it out. Order it. Navage.com for a cleaner, better nasal system and a cleaner, better, healthier life and body. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping, and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
If your Christmas list includes family and friends that enjoy the finer things in life, but your gift budget is a bust, you'll love to hear that our buy one, get one offer on our Giza Dreams bed sheets is back. That's right. Buy a set, get a set free. MyPillow, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, brings you the same level of quality, comfort, and value in our Giza Dreams sheet set. Giza Dreams bed sheets are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. They're ultra soft and breathable. With a luxurious sateen weave and extra deep pockets, they'll please anyone on your list. Plus, our extended money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2021 and 10-year warranty. Listen to hear how to get this great BOGO offer on our Giza Dream Sheet.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our zone here for the first weekend, the first week of 2021. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. These are serious times. These are serious issues. It deserves serious consideration and conversation. Looking at the relationship that the president has with his vice president these days, pretty much the same as he has with everybody else. And one wonders, part of the conversation this week has been whether the vice president, who apparently is very upset with Trump, and is, you know, he's a pretty conservative guy, and he's always been able to sort of suck up is the right word, but it was always, you know, every time you heard Pence, it was always the president did this and the president did that. So maybe he stayed on his good side, but this week, no. And so there are a lot of people talking in our world about whether Trump should go before the inauguration. I mean, it seems like kind of a lot of wasted gas, but who knows?
Some people consider Trump very dangerous. They consider him unstable. The counterbalance to that is that because his administration is kind of wise to this instability, that the people that surround him, the GOP, his staff, his cabinet, they're not going to let him
hold it together.
They're not going to let him. Yeah. Yeah,
a lot of members of the party did some pretty stupid things this week, too, depending on how you define stupid. But, you know, there are a lot of things that have done the party harm, I think. It's, you know, it'll be interesting to see how it matures. But you know what, Michael? One of the things that, because we are so involved in hyperbole, and there is this, you know, it's never been this bad. If you look back to when Franklin Roosevelt was elected in 1932, and he was inaugurated just as Adolf Hitler was taking power in Germany, the administration from the preceding 4 years, the Hoover administration, had been very lackadaisical in almost every measure. And then the world was falling apart, and people were yelling and screaming, "My God, how is this going? How can we survive?" It was, you know, it, what is it, 6 weeks or 8 weeks, however much time there is between the election and the inauguration, but it was a really very, very, very difficult time. I mean, we certainly have plenty of things going on here.
Back in those days, it was a longer period between the election and the inauguration. It was because of that that they tightened it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think that the whole idea of a long period between the election and the inauguration, especially in the case of a one-term president, is something that we have to look at. Mm-hmm. Because having a lame duck who might be vengeful or whatever. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah,
I'm not
right.
a psychologist. I don't want to pronounce anything about President Trump. I let his actions speak for themselves and the intelligence of our listeners to determine how they interpret it.
You know, it's interesting. I just Googled this. The most recent, if you look at the changes in where they are taking place in leadership, the difference between when the election takes place and when the changes take place, we are the third of all the sort of civilized countries. Mexico is the longest period. Indonesia is the second. America is the third. In Britain, it's overnight. In Japan, it's like 3 days. In France, it's a week. Canada, it's a couple of weeks. So, yeah, why do we string it out like that? That's an interesting question.
The reason we string it out is because we're very, very used to the idea of a smooth and peaceful transition of power. Most of our lives, think about your life, you never even considered that an outgoing president would do what Trump has done. Mm-hmm. And that's why it has been thought of as being a stabilizing period in which one administration can hand off to the next as part of the American way. Now we have to reconsider that because it may no longer be part of the American way, or maybe this will shock us back into our senses as to how fragile and complex a democracy is and how it has to be handled with care.
It's 28 after the hour now, 28 and change, actually, on this week's Talk Radio.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Congress could move on articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump as soon as next week, said a Majority Leader Mitch McConnell sent a memo to Senate Republicans late Friday outlining a possible timeline. Without unanimous consent to bring the Senate back from recess, the soonest the Senate could receive articles of impeachment from the House would be January 19th, the day before the inauguration of President-elect Biden. In a tweet that was only up momentarily before it was deleted by Twitter, President Donald Trump on the official government account said he and his supporters would look into building their own social media platform. The president's account was deleted by Twitter on Friday after a 12-hour ban issued Thursday and a warning against further violating their rules. Google is suspending the alternative social media platform Parler from being downloaded from its Play Store, citing lax rules on content moderation. The app largely popular among conservatives. This is USA Radio News. The Arkansas man who was pictured sitting at a desk in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office at the U.S. Capitol has been arrested by the FBI. 60-year-old Richard Barnett turned himself in on Friday. He's being held without bail. Barnett is accused of entering Pelosi's office, taking some of her mail, and leaving a note behind. The fallout of Wednesday's storming of the Capitol continues with the chief of the Capitol Police Force resigning. USA Radio's Lance Pry has the story.
Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sun announced his resignation Thursday after a protesters overran his officers and prompted condemnations from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Washington, including a call for him to step down by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Five people in all died in Wednesday's violence. Capitol Police shot and killed an unarmed Air Force veteran. The unidentified officer has been placed on administrative leave and an investigation has begun. A Capitol Police officer also died after suffering a stroke, perhaps brought on by being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher earlier in the riot.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Back into the fold here, another half hour of conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is where you can find this list, or these lists, actually, every week, the stories and the people, so you can log on to that and follow along if you want to follow the bouncing ball, the dots, if you will. Michael is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This conversation, not the specific one that we're having right now, but the conversation about what's going on in talk radio, Michael and I have been having for years, for decades, in fact. And it's amazing
centuries.
We look back at it. It seems like it sometimes.
That's true. We have crossed the centuries.
We have crossed the century, Mark. That's right.
Yeah, very true. I'm not kidding. Right. We go back to the last century, and the last century isn't that recent ago. We're already into the third decade
years.
Of the 21st century. Think about that.
Isn't it amazing? Oh, my God. It really is. All right, so let's talk about how News Talk Radio handled the broadcasting done amid the chaos in Washington. A lot of people were crowing about how wonderfully well they did. Did they do well? Is it a great public service, or are they trying to convince us that they... I mean, it's like, these are historic times, and this has never happened before. Come on. The Vietnam War, when we had radio correspondents. I even go back to Walter Cronkite in World War II. So I'm not sure that they're all...
Edward R. Murrow, broadcasting from the war zones in London during the bombing of London.
Right. So we're amidst hyperbole and exaggeration. Is it important for us to have a first-hand account being broadcast from this? I guess it is. It's first-hand if you can hear and actually get something out of it that isn't pejorative or slanted. That's the challenge for me, anyway. The old days of getting the facts, a little difficult to get that. When you listen to CBS News, I'm getting a slant. If I'm listening to Fox News, I'm getting a slant. So, I don't know the value, Michael. What do you think?
I think that what we're going through now is a reevaluation from an academic position in journalism as to where the fine line between the slant and the objective information lies. It's a fuzzy line.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been there. I mean, you know, journalism has always been slanted. Any human communication is slanted by the fact that human beings have a natural bias.
Did you think Walter Cronkite was, or Edward R. Murrow, those people were slanted?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Really?
They were slanted. Well, of course they were. Edward R. Murrow brought down McCarthy. That would have been considered today controversial. Edward R. Murrow said, "Have you no shame?" Well, I don't know if he said it. Somebody said it. But
no, I think he said it.
I mean, you know, Walter Cronkite, by virtue of what he said, what he didn't say, and his attitude, his general attitude of what he considered to be normal, default, moderate broadcasting, was a form of slant. Mm-hmm. It just was more subtle. It was not overtly playing to tribes, which is what we have now, which is a direct result of fractured media.
Okay, so then where does it go in the future? You're the observer here. How many commercial news talk stations will we have at the end of this year versus what we had at the end of last year? Is this enhancing? Is the radio listenership growing? Or have we got to pay the
radio
piper because of COVID?
The radio listenership is being shared with other platforms, and radio is part of a cross-platform array that have to work in harmony with each other under the roof of various communications organizations, news organizations. Mm-hmm. Radio is no longer a separate medium with a separate appliance, just like newspapers are not a separate medium on a separate piece of paper. We're in convergence, and, you know, I've often talked about the rise of the media station. So I don't think it's apples and oranges to compare how many news talk stations will there be in 2021, 2022 versus 19.
Doesn't make a difference, I guess.
It doesn't mean anything at this point. Mm-hmm. It doesn't.
Let's then, if that's the case, there are growing signs, shall we say, that the Chinese are trying to buy into, especially talk radio, buy into stations, control stations. The Russians have what they call a radio Sputnik that's on in it's on in Washington. Is it okay for us to have Chinese radio stations and programs? Is it okay for us to have Russian? Now, these people are not our friends; they're our enemies.
Well,
so why are we giving them
as long as we're because there's more air than we think is there. Owning radio stations in 1950, 60, 70, owning TV stations, owning newspapers, it was a limited commodity. So therefore, you know, you cared who had the licenses and who had the ear of the American public to tell them what is normal and what is not biased, what is objective, what is, you know, Walter Cronkite. But today, it's not as pressing an issue. And I think that it's more important that we have education as to who owns this and where are they coming from? Follow the money. What is their motive? As opposed to, we can't allow these people to have access to the airwaves. Americans are too stupid to know better. Education is the answer.
Education is the answer, and we have lost a lot of tinder in our educational system. There's a tinder, I'm not sure, tinder or timber. We certainly don't have the knowledge of how the government works anymore, of what makes anything work, frankly. We've got a real problem, I think, and one of many problems, and who's addressing this? How do we, I guess you come around to, why does Joe Biden want to be president? Why would anybody want to inherit this list? This complete.
Yeah, could you imagine at 70? Can you imagine at 78 years old?
Is he
78 now? 78.
I think he is. I thought he was 78, but anyway.
Okay.
At
78 years old, can you imagine taking on this job?
Yeah. Right.
I have enough trouble taking the garbage out. And I'm a lot younger than that. Lot younger.
I think
his adrenaline is pumping. I think he's a pig and you know what. I think this is a dream.
What he always wanted, this is the apex of his career.
Yeah, yeah.
Politician, you know, it's, what's better than being president under the circumstances? So how much of what he says is the truth? You know, we'd have the news media say, Trump's a liar. And, any of these guys, the question comes on, you know, his son and all that stuff that seems not to go away. Or does it? Are people getting worn out? Do we have people pounding the pavement so much that at some point people say, enough, Let's. I mean, I hear people on my radio, in my Monday through Friday program, the DGV show, say, all right, we've had enough of this. Let's talk about what's going on with Hilaria, what's her face, who's married to Alec Baldwin. All right, mm-hmm. What's the story with her? And how about somebody, you know, whoever the celeb of the day is? Let's talk about Alec Trebek and the end of an era with Jeopardy.
About that too. I mean, I wouldn't want to trade in the destruction of the Capitol and the controversy going on to be able to talk about what a great game show host Alex Trebek was. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I do respect Alex Trebek. I think Jeopardy is part of our culture. I think Alec Baldwin and his wife are part of our culture. I think the whole issue about cultural appropriation that she got involved in terms of her coming from Spain or not.
Maloney.
A fake accent. All this ties into. I'm aware of all this stuff. It ties into the social fabric. And that goes back to my own philosophy about talk radio. If you're just going to wonk it up and you're just going to talk issues, it'll be boring. Mm-hmm. It's meant to come from human beings who have feelings and a subjective view of life, but you've got to back it up with facts. You've got to be able to answer opposition, and you've got to also have deep in your heart the desire to do good and not harm.
Yep, that really is the important thing. That should be for any job, anywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I want to ask you a couple of things about your team, but I also want to make sure we know what's going on the MH interview. That's coming right up here as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan and Michael Harrison at 43 past the hour with product information about Calitrin. Now, there are people who are saying, this week especially, we all know, after the holidays, it's Weight Watchers time. It's Jenny Craig time. It's all of the weight. You go to the gym. Whatever you have to do to lose weight. Yep. Okay. So, one of the things that's not noted by all these places or all of these programs is that they don't guarantee that once you lose the weight, you'll keep it off. Because that's kind of up to you. You're going to go back to your evil ways of eating all that sugar and the good stuff that's comforting at this time with all of the stuff going on with COVID. We understand all of that. A lot of people put on a lot of weight. So what are you doing about it? James Corden has gone to Weight Watchers, and everybody's talking, oh, that's great, let's do that. Well, after James loses the weight, what sort of support does he have to keep it off? That's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitrin is the all-natural way to lose weight. It's supportive of these other programs, for sure, but it's the only one that if you continue to stay on it, where you will lose the weight and keep it off, which is really what you want to do. That's the secret here, is keeping the weight off after you lose it. That's why you choose Calitrin for healthy weight loss support. Go to toploss.com. I'll invite you to do that. Toploss.com. Check out all the ingredients. Check out your relationship. Everybody who signs up gets a counselor if you want to help you through the weight loss process. Nobody else is doing that. I'm fascinated with these people and how wonderfully well they do by the folks who choose to use Calitrin to support their attempts to lose weight and keep it off. So check it all out. Find out what Calitrin is, how it works naturally. It's all there at toploss.com. And when you check out after you decide to buy 3 months worth of product, you're also going to get 6 when you use the DJV code, you'll be able to, it's kind of feel that satisfaction that goes with a good job. 45-day money-back guarantee, that's what you get with the DJV code as well, plus free shipping. So check it out and check it out. It's Calitrin at toploss.com. Check out using the discount code DJV. Doug Stephan here with a people list from Talkers Magazine for this first week of January. On the list, number 10, all the people that are being considered for various positions in the new administration, actually 9 and 10 are both on that same curve. At number 8, Dr. Fauci. Number 7, the 4 people involved in the runoff that the Democrats won in Georgia. Number 6, Brad Raffensperger. Number 5, Mike Pence. Number 4, Josh Hawley. Number 3, I refer to them as the old fossils, Mitch McConnell, who's now out, Chuck Schumer, who's in, Nancy Pelosi is still there, but there's the new blood. Is there any new blood anywhere? that isn't outstandingly radical? That's a good question I guess a lot of people have. Joe Biden is number two on the people list and Donald Trump number one. Will they change places when the new administration comes in, or will it stay this way because Trump doesn't want to go away quietly? I guess that's something we'll have to see as we move ahead. But the Talk Radio Countdown Show will continue into 2021. I'm Doug Steffen. Hope you stick around.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2-4-2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in talk radio for the week of January 4th to the 8th. And according to Talkers Magazine, these are the top 10 stories. The relationship that we have, white to black, race relations, police, et cetera, number 10. Social media and its impact on our society, number 9. Our relationship, actually 8 and 7 go together. Relationships with China, Russia, and Iran in the focus to a point, although you wouldn't know it because I never heard any of this conversation this week on any program that I listened to or any program I was involved in. The Biden administration coming together, number 6. Our economy is number 5. COVID is 4. The runoff election, 3. Trump election hysteria, number 2. And the attack on the Capitol, a separate item, number 1 this week. That's the story list, courtesy of Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so at talkers.com this week, a lot of the usual things that cover what's going on, the news of the host, the news of the programming, the news that we all are interested in. The fact that you have a staff, just give us a few seconds as to how you found these people that have worked with you for years and years and years to support the talk radio industry. The people, you can't do all this by yourself, and you're the first to say that.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, you give me way too much credit. You say Michael puts this list together, and I'm the guy that's responsible for it because I'm the president and publisher. But no, Talkers Magazine is like Billboard Magazine or, Variety in show business. It's a trade magazine online with many branches, and it's been in business for 31 years, and most of our staff has been with us for at least 20 to 30 of those years. Some have go all the way back to the beginning, and they come from the world of radio. Some come from the area in which I started the company back when it was brick and mortar and paper and all that. And I've been blessed with good people, smart people, loyal people to whom I'm loyal. And it's a wonderful organization. I'm greatly indebted to our staff.
Well, that's a good thing. All right, do we have, what are we doing when it comes to Michael Harrison interview?
Coming up on the podcast,
Tuesday after this weekend, Eric Erickson, one of the true rising stars of News Talk Radio. He's a personality at WSB in Atlanta. Eric Erickson is going to be the guest. Right now, we still have the old one from last year, Kathy Valentine from the Go-Go's. Fun interview.
Ah, I don't think that I knew that you did that. Or if I did, I'd forgotten it. Yeah. All right, there's that. The National Conversation, you hear that conversation about the conversation here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the countdown. It's time for us to spend our usual quality time with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's our legal expert on the countdown, professor of law. Is that what they call it? Legally? Call it professor of law?
Professor.
Yeah, law professor. Okay. I put in an extra word. Don't need that. Anyway, he's here to take a shot at some of these items here. The legalities, I don't know. I mean, look at this number one story this week on the countdown from Talkers, the attack on the Capitol, and wonder if there's really any, is there a legal side to this? I mean, I think the things that led up to it, like social media and the part that that's playing and whether the First Amendment applies to a privately held company, is that going to be fought out in the courts, do you think?
No, because it's pretty darn clear. There are a lot of legal issues. There are issues in regard to inciting. Did particular people, including the president, incite the riot? And that's not protected free speech. But, you know, quite frankly, there's no way of getting any kind of conviction for that, even though, you know, many of us believe that President Trump and others did incite this group. There are criminal charges that hopefully will be brought. But you bring up a really big thing. First of all, is a lot of people think the First Amendment is my right of free speech wherever. No, it isn't. It's from interference by the government. And so when you're talking about private companies having the ability to censor, they can. And that's that whole issue that we're getting into in regard to the the power of social media to be able to enforce their own rules and make their own rules. Social media made an attempt, I'm only going to say an attempt, to limit some of the radical groups that were using Facebook and other social media to organize events that have turned violent. But, you know, bottom line is that they're still out there, and I think it's going to take some legislation, and I do think we are going to see legislation in the next Congress that will get great bipartisan support into putting some rules of the road for social media.
Rules of the road. That's something that we've been all over the road.
That's the metaphor.
Yeah. The no legal challenges, though, at this point to the Georgia runoff election, right? That's number three on the countdown.
No, and it's kind of interesting on two levels on that. One is we're not seeing the accusations, and they were baseless, that the president had. Every one of them, you know, had been debunked. But when there are races that are as close, sometimes there are even automatic recounts. And both of these races, although they were exceedingly close, were not close enough to generate an automatic recount. And to my understanding, neither losing candidate has asked for any kind of further action. So we're going to have a Democratic Senate come January.
So another old fossil replaces the old fossil who's there now, Schumer. He may not be quite as old as McConnell, but he's right up there between him and Pelosi and McConnell and Schumer, are number three on the people list on countdown. When you look at the countdown list that you can see at talkers.com every week, and you look at that and you think, where is the inspiration? Not that I like the... Go ahead.
Yeah. You talk about moving into the next generation, and we're not seeing that. Frankly, you know, years and years ago, in a galaxy far, far away, I thought that term limits was a bad idea because you had people with experience who had learned it over the years, and that it was good. Yeah. Well, I came to agree with you a number of years ago, and in recent years, even more so. I just think it's not only a good thing. I just think it's essential to get out some of these people who have been entrenched.
But that begs the question, the legal side of this is that in order to get a constitutional convention and to change things, you need 36 states to go along with it. Do we have the ability to do that in these rancorous times?
And that is, that's so correct. And, you know, right now, you couldn't get agreement on for bipartisan for just about anything. It is very, very difficult. And it's funny because a lot of that is the way social media has influenced us.
Yeah, well, the influence is here. The only thing that's left is the police firing down in the Breonna Taylor case. That's number 10 this week. I think there's a lot more. I hope 2021 is going to bring us some changes in how not just the police operate, but the public sector operates. People wake up to changes. Let's see how that plays out. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is our college prof, the expert on the law and scams as well. Check out his website, scamicide.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.